For NPR Illinois, I'm Daisy Contreras. For nearly 40 years, fairgoers can try different foods at the Illinois State Fair's Ethnic Village. As Mary Hansen reports, this is the last year it will have that name.
Just inside the main gate of the fairgrounds sits a cluster of white booths around a gazebo.
Falafel sandwich, and we have shawarma chicken, shawarma beef.
So today we have steak, which is asada, pork, which is the carnitas, and a chicken.
So gyros, souvlaki, it's a kebab.
Hanuf Al-Ghamdi, Carlos Rojas, and Filia Sortzis are vendors at the Ethnic Village, an area of the state fair that has been open since the 1980s. It features food from around the globe. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law recently to rename it the Village of Cultures. The signs will change for next year's fair.
It seems like our grandparents named it that, and we just stuck with it, so
maybe Dylan Lipsky sits on the benches with a friend listening to music at the gazebo. It's Lipsky's first time at the fair, and he says he can see why others might be put off by the name.
And when they come to a section, the first thing they see is Ethnic Village. It seems a little backwards, I would guess.
The feeling that the term is outdated is backed by some research. Krishnendu Ray is head of the Department of Food and Nutrition Studies at New York University. He studies how food and food culture change as people migrate. He says, like all words, ethnic has a life cycle.
I was born in the U.S. In the 1950s to mark some sort of cultural difference from the Anglo-Protestant kind of a white mainstream.
And if words have life cycles, Ray says ethnic is dying. It's similar to what happened with the word Oriental. He says as our understanding and experiences with other places and cultures change, so do the words we use.
For me, in fact, it's a symptom of democratization of American culture, because now we can no longer use this big, overwhelming category called ethnic, which is anything different from anything a little spicy, anything associated most likely with a new immigrant group.
His research shows media, particularly on the East and West Coasts, stopped using ethnic to describe food around 2010. Now Illinois is catching up. State Representative Teresa Ma is a Democrat from Chicago. She pushed for getting rid of Ethnic Village.
The name sort of suggests that, you know, it's a segregated spot, that it's a token gesture, you know, apart from the larger state fair, right?
She says the new name, Village of Cultures, sounds more inclusive.
Suggests that, you know, we're trying to highlight and showcase the diversity, the diversity of cultures that are part of Illinois and not separate and not a token, you know, portion of the fair that's set apart.
Still, not everyone sees the need for change. Dana Pratt waits for her lunch from the Filipino stand.
I don't know what it's called, but it has noodles and vegetables and cabbage and barbecue chicken or something, and it sounded really good.
Pratt is from D-Land, Illinois. She says she doesn't find the word ethnic to be offensive and thinks that there might be a generational difference in how people feel.
Sometimes I think we're getting very picky about what words we are saying are offensive or not offensive.
In front of the Greek booth, I talked to Filia Sortzis.
Special orders, the next one, they're like the Saganaki cheese and the Olympic.
To her, the name doesn't matter that much.
Even changing the name, people will still call it the Ethnic Village, because that's what they're used to for 38 years now.
Sortzis coordinated the events and vendors for the village for more than 15 years. What she wants is more cultural activities, like dances and musical performances.
So I think, you know, changes is good, and we hope we'll continue another 40 years.
She suggests hiring someone to help plan for next year. By that time, the signs for Ethnic Village will likely be changed. I'm Mary Hansen.